Hi there! Thanks so much for visiting my virtual poster online. I'm Alexis, and this is my project on the relationship between H3K9 trimethylation, HP1 binding, and genome architecture. Our story begins with H3K9 trimethylation and HP1. H3K9 trimethyl is a post-translational modification that occurs to a histone, which is a protein that comprises chromatin. 8 core histone proteins form a scaffold around which DNA wraps to form the nucleosome, which is the fundamental feature of eukaryotic chromatin. Post-translational modifications to histones give substrates for chromatin-interacting proteins to bind. In the case of H3K9 trimethylation, 3 methyl groups are deposited at the 9th lysine on histone H3 and recruits HP1. HP1 has been shown to self-associate, lending it the biophysical property to phase separate. Given this information, we hypothesize that H3K9 trimethylation-mediated HP1 binding separates heterochromatin from other regions of the genome in three-dimensional space. To ask this question, we do Hi-C in an H3K9 mutant organism. We can directly ask the role of H3K9-mediated HP1 binding by mutating the H3K9 residue itself. This is accomplished through the histone replacement platform. In summary, we delete the endogenous replication-dependent histone locus from chromosome 2L and rescue it with 12 copies of either wild-type or mutated histone gene cassettes that have been inserted on the third chromosome. These mutant or wild-type histones are expressed from the designer locus and therefore replace all endogenous replication-dependent histones in the fly. Previous studies have shown that there's global transcriptional upregulation by both FairSeq, which assesses chromatin accessibility, and RNA-seq, which assesses gene expression. This is consistent with the idea that H3K9 silences transcription in heterochromatic regions of the genome. When we assay H3K9 trimethyl by cutandrun in an H3K9R mutant, we see the most severe reduction of H3K9 at pericentromeres. In addition, we see a dramatic loss of HP1 binding in the same regions that we lost H3K9 trimethylation, indicating that the loss of H3K9 trimethylation is sufficient to reduce the amount of HP1 binding. Given these trends at pericentromeres, we can predict that the place that we will see the greatest disruption of architecture in an H3K9R mutant is at a pericentromeric region. When we look by microscopy, we do in fact find dramatically disrupted chromocenters. When we look by Hi-C, we find severely reduced centromere-centromere Hi-C contacts relative to background in a K9R mutant compared with histone wild type. Next, if we look at architectural changes along chromosome arms, we also find changes there. In general, H3K9 trimethylation results in a loss of compartmentalization across the chromosome arm. In addition, we detect a K9R-specific structure on the X chromosome. However, the molecular basis for this structure remains elusive. Finally, our preliminary data indicate that telomere architecture is maintained in an H3K9R mutant. In addition, it appears that there is residual H3K9 trimethyl signal in telomeric regions of a K9R mutant. It's possible that this residual H3K9 trimethyl signal is coming from the replication-independent wild-type histones that are still present in an H3K9R mutant organism. In the future, we hope to replicate these Hi-C experiments. Given replicates, we can identify finer resolution architecture and have statistical power to call structural features. Thank you so much to all who contributed to this work. I'm more than happy to take any of your questions on Monday, April 27th at 12:30 or on Twitter. Thank you very much for your attention, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the conference.